Just want to let you lot know that if you're watching this clip on the Fozcast YouTube channel, the full episode is now available to watch exclusively on Spotify. And it's free. Come on. But what we need to do, lads, yeah, is come together and come up with a definitive top 10 list of all-time Premier League strikers.
You just hear boom, 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 boom. You're like, oh my God, he's coming.
He came in, he saw, he bashed it, he boshed it.
I don't want to do it no more.
Production office just gasped. The best individual performance from any striker I've ever played against is...
We're going to get absolutely battered.
Hell hath no fury like a scorned football fan.
Jesus Christ, mate.
Oh, no, you didn't. All right, you lovely lot. We have got probably one of the most controversially divisive podcasts we have ever done today. We're all a bit nervous, I won't lie. I will not lie. We are going to try and narrow down the long list of all-time Premier League strikers, and it is a long list. We have got about 30 players in front of me here. Some absolute world-beaters. Let's just have a little listen to some of these names. Robin van Persie, Les Ferdinand, Sergio Aguero, Thierry Henry, Sadio Mane, Didier Drogba, Jamie Vardy, Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank, Robbie Keane, Nicolas Anelka. We could go on and on and on. But what we need to do, lads, yeah, is come together and come up with a definitive top 10 list of all-time Premier League strikers. You've got a bit of a brief outline, Tom, of how it's going to look and how it's going to go.
It's going to be carnage.
It's going to be carnage, yeah. Because I guarantee you straight away in the comments, as soon as this video is released, somebody's going to go, how have you not had this? How have you not had that player?
Well, we've got some guidelines, haven't we?
Let's get the guidelines.
Because we were talking about it, Tubes, and you were like, how are we going to do this? So we're going to put some guidelines around this, and we are using kind of like inverted wingers, modern day.
Basically, anyone that scored goals.
Yeah.
So anyone that scored goals.
So like
really.
Sadio Mane, for example, we're classing as a forward stroke striker. So
he scored 111 Premier League goals, by the way.
Yeah. So he knows where the back of the net is. So the rules of the engagement is those kind of players like Mane, Rashford, they'll count as strikers stroke forwards. International football and cups don't count for much in this discussion.
So whether you've won the World... That's not a thing. Do not
Premier
worry
League.
About it. Don't place any extra importance on the fact that they might have won the World Cup or they might have won the Euro. It's not
that
a thing.
That doesn't count.
Literally,
right.
Yep. Premier League history and what they've done and what they've made you feel. That's the beauty of
absolutely,
what we're going to do today.
Absolutely, Ben. Now, the other thing is longevity isn't necessarily everything. So you haven't got to have played in... We're talking about best, not best over 15 years. So, for example, Suarez didn't play in the league for 10 years. You can't say that Suarez isn't better than Lukaku.
Can you not say that?
Well,
how can you not say
Lukaku's
that?
Lukaku's stats...
Luis Suarez, 69 goals. Romelu Lukaku, 121 goals. So nearly double. But I know who I would rather have in my team.
Well, we'll talk about that soon. So this isn't...
This is a five-hour special, by the way. So strap in.
We're not just about... Because like in this day and age, everything's about... goal involvement, goals and assists. But we're looking about it, like you said, Ben. We're all above 40-ish, right? So it's kind of watching the game over the years and how these players made us feel and the nostalgia and just how good they are. So
this is going to be so hard.
And you want, and seriously, you want us to do it in top 10? So we're going to get down to our things.
I've got a list of players in front of me, right? No joke, I must have. There's probably 30 players in front of me, 30, 40 players, right? So I'll just keep pinging the names out. You can ping some names out, whatever. And then we'll talk about them. We'll talk about their abilities, what they were as a player, what they made you feel. And then we'll have to decide whether they're going to go into the top 10 list. Are they in the top 10 list? Yes, well done. If not, unlucky. You don't make it this time. Probably not next time either.
Yeah. But, two more things to note. This is filmed on the 8th of March. This will not be coming out before this weekend's Premier League fixtures. So when we're talking about the numbers, it's quite possible that Big Mo or Hazard Kane might rattle in a hat-trick at the weekend. So just bear that in mind. And one final thing. It's fun. This is just our opinion.
It's fun.
This is just our opinion.
Please leave us
so
alone.
We've left out your all-time favourite. You're a lead striker. We've left out Brian Dean or something like
Mark
that.
Mark Viduka.
Mark Viduka. Don't come gunning for us, okay?
They definitely will come gunning
for us.
We're
going to get absolutely battered.
The hell hath no fury like a scorned football fan. I promise you. Like that is like asking for absolute poison vitriol. But take it easy on us. This is what we agree with. This is what we decide. And you will almost certainly feel different to us. But we're going to give it a go anyway, all right?
All right, Fozzy, let's throw one out there then. Come on.
All right, I'm going to throw Harry Kane straight out there, okay? Because... for me, Harry Kane has to go into the top 10 list. He does. He is currently third on the all-time Premier League scorers list on 201, all-time Tottenham scorer. And having played against this guy and seeing him up close and personal, an England legend, again, is the international scene doesn't really come into account here, but he is without doubt one of the best strikers I've ever played against. And watching him on the telly and comparing him to previous strikers in previous years gone by, I think this guy has to be in the top 10. It is an absolute given. I'm giving us a tap in to start with, lads.
Peter?
Yeah?
I'm sorry, I've tapped that in for you.
Yeah, we agreed on Harry Kane.
I'm assisting with the tap in.
And
agreed.
I think the football these days is a lot tougher than they were when some of the other players were playing.
This is what I think is going to be a really interesting topic of debate, because a lot of people will say that even 20 years ago, the game has evolved so much in the last 20 years. Players are faster, sharper, stronger. They're the whole package now. It is a harder game. It's a quicker game. It's more technical.
Defenders are better.
The general standard of everything has improved. So this is something we're going to have to take into account. Because so straight away, Alan Shearer. Is he going to be in the top 10? We're not going to talk about Alan Shearer, but he retired 15, 20 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah? Is he still going to make it into the top 10?
He's definitely going in the top 10.
He's got to be in the top 10. He has to be in the top 10.
They're two good examples. So Kane and Shearer, they have to be in the top 10.
Hold on, Kane's in, yeah?
Kane
is defo in.
Goal machine, Harry Kane. The only thing I will say is, if we're talking about from a stats point of view, has to go in. He is just relentless.
Yeah.
The only thing I would say is, when I start looking down the list, he doesn't invoke that kind of, oh, what a player.
Who?
Like Kane.
He does if you're a Spurs fan.
Wow. Yeah, but do you know what I mean? In terms of like, look at like a Zola or
a magician,
type of. I think we're talking about types of players, but he is just ruthless.
Our editor, by the way, and videographer Luke, is a big Tottenham fan. And he stood behind you at this moment in time, right? And as you were just saying then, Harry Kane doesn't invoke this kind of reaction, this feeling.
He looks fuming.
Luke poked his head around the back of the set and looked at me dead in the eyes as to say, what is this guy talking about?
Luke, give us...
Is Tom wrong with what he's just said there?
Completely wrong.
There you go.
Tell us how Harry Kane makes you feel as a Spurs fan, mate.
Unbelievable. For the last 10 years since he broke through, he's been incredible.
Yep.
20-plus goals, I think. I don't know how many seasons it is in a row. Yeah, he's the match winner for us. He's the icing on the cake.
He's the pinup hero.
Stand corrected.
So there we go. Straight away, right? You have just pissed off a absolute shit ton of Tottenham fans, and you're going to get dodgy.
Comments.
I'm with Luke. I totally disagree.
No, I think corrected.
Yeah. I think Harry Kane, if you're a Tottenham fan, he is your poster boy. He is your pinup.
Can I just stick up for Tom here a little bit? I know what you mean, as in like he's not doing the flicks and tricks like the Zolas.
I get it.
But yeah. You are wrong, but...
Well, we've done the first one.
There we go.
And I'm right. But I'll happily admit that. I'm looking at that neutralising stuff, and he's like the romance of a Spurs fan has gone, he's the guy. So that's fair enough.
England as well. Yeah. He's done it on a world stage.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But we're not England and can't have too much in this
one. Yeah, I know, but you have to if you're putting him in the top 10, sort of.
Yeah,
I've got another interesting one for you then. Michael Owen, this is going to be a tough one because 150 goals. He is, I think, seventh or eighth of top Premier League goal scorers of all time. If we're going on goals alone, he has to be included in the top 10. But we all lived in an era where we saw Michael Owen, we saw him play, we saw what he was capable of. Having compared him to other strikers that have done it, would you automatically put him into your top 10?
I would, because he's one of the best players I've ever seen he was fit.
In his prompt.
Young Michael Owen was...
Yes. Young Michael Owen was... Everyone was like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah.
I mean, for me, he didn't suffer those injuries and stuff, he would have been well, one of the world's greatest ever.
Well, he won Ballon d'Or. Didn't he win Ballon d'Or?
I don't know if I'm putting him in my top 10, lads. I'm going to throw it out there. I've got this long list in front of me, lads, right? And I think there are 9 other players that I would put in my team ahead of him. I'm being deadly honest. And this is no slight on Michael Owen, because we're talking one of the best strikers, English strikers, to have ever have lived, yeah? But I've got some absolute ballers.
Do you know what's going to happen? I'll tell you what's going to happen here. You're going to say a name, and I'm going to go, has to go in the top 10. I'm going to have a top 37. Yeah, this is what, when you said this podcast, I was like, wow.
So should we put
Michael
him on
a maybe list?
Well, yeah,
I've got a top 10 list here, right? So I've got a top 10 list here in my hand, a pad, and then I've got a top 10 maybe list down below, yeah?
To be fair, though, to have Harry Kane in there and not have Michael Owen just doesn't feel right.
Is Michael Owen going into the maybe list for right now?
Maybe list.
Owen. Boom. Owen is in the maybe list. And then this is what I'm saying. Once I think we've filled this actual top 10 list up of players, and then we'll put them in order, I think you'll look at Michael Owen and go, yeah, I see what you're saying. I totally agree that them players deserve to be in the top 10, and he's maybe just missed out.
We're going to get a better idea as we go further down. Can I throw a controversial one in?
Come on.
Because he didn't play for so many years or get the goals. Cantona.
Oh, mate. Poor.
So 70 goals.
Oof.
156 appearances.
Yeah.
About 56, I think, assists. 70 goals. We said we weren't going to kind of rule against longevity here. So based on that, does Cantona go in?
Oh, mate. Do you know what? I think Cantona, why I would genuinely consider him for my top 10 list. Do you know why? Because I think he was ahead of what the game was at that moment in time.
Totally.
Yeah, I think he dragged the Premier League up a little bit, a few notches and level.
He dragged
quality.
Man United up, didn't he?
He did, exactly that.
He dragged them to a title.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He dragged them to win things.
Yeah.
And isn't that what makes it great? As well as the goals, assists.
I think he was years ahead of it. I really do. I think he was a few years ahead of what football was at that level. And everybody saw it and went, whoa,
how did he make you feel when you watched him?
If you've got Eric Cantona in your team, yeah, if you've got a game tomorrow and Eric Cantona, prime Eric Cantona, is in your team, you've got half a chance.
You feel confident.
You've got half a chance because he's a warrior, he's a winner, he's a leader, he will score you goals.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
But a kung fu kicker.
Was he prolific though?
No, he wasn't.
One every two says that he's not bad, to be perfect.
Yeah. I mean, it's 70 here in 156 Prem games. So I think we're in a world where you look at like Kane, Ronaldo, Messi, like where they're kind of more than one every two.
Yeah.
But that's
a job of a centre forward. So if you're looking at top 10, you've got to look at those stats.
But one in two, surely
is okay. But okay. when it's great, but when the big dogs are on that page there, it's okay compared to them.
Right, top 10 list, you know what I mean? In or out, maybe.
I think he goes maybe till we
Yeah,
he
has
build
to go maybe.
Picture.
And I also think, I'm going to put it out early doors, I think there's two pods in this.
Yeah.
Because if putting the top 10 in order, that's going to be absolute
we're
going
to have to rifle, right? So let's move on. Cantona's in the top 10 maybe. Personally, I'd have put him in my top 10 list.
We can come back to
that. I'm there, lads, all right? Personally, he's in my top 10 list. But majority rules in this, right? So if it comes to it in the end, and I say in, and you two say out, it's the way that it goes.
Tubes, hit us with a player, mate.
Give me a big boy. Right. Come on, you.
Didier Drogba.
Wow.
Now, he scored in big games.
Big Chelsea fan. What did Didier Drogba do to you, mate?
He gave me some of the best moments of my life.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? He was a leader, and the amount of players, Super Frank, and recently Steve Sidwell tell me about the pre-match
team
talk.
Tell me about
this story. So he used to take his top off. Apparently he used to be oiled up, like proper
hype.
He was
a tank, by the way.
Like proper that, and he'd get everyone in and was like, right, we're going to win this game. I'm going to win this game. Who's with me? And he gave these amazing team talks in a big huddle, and everyone was like, oh, wow.
Everybody loved him as well, didn't they? Everybody loved him as a bloke as well.
And he always scored in the big games.
Big game player. That counts for a lot in this.
Yeah. Oh, massive.
Talk about Cantona.
Big game. He's a massive game player. His record. And you know what? His first year at Chelsea, all the Chelsea fans were like,
not sure about this.
Why is he diving on the floor? He's like, can't hold it up. And all of a sudden, he's a Chelsea legend.
Well, let's just talk about some numbers. 104 goals in 264 games. But you've played against him, Ben, a number of times. If every Premier League striker to ever played was on their absolute game, in terms of their pomp, how, like, on his day, unplayable.
He is the, if ever anybody asked me the question of who is the best striker you have ever played against, the best individual performance from any striker I've ever played against is Didier Drogba. Is that one day away at Stamford Bridge and Didier Drogba just, he just abused us, mate. He did. He has got probably the most rounded, full package striker I have ever seen in my life. He had absolutely everything and he bullied us this day. And do you know what?
And a lot of people say
I'm writing his name down. I'm writing his name down.
For me, he's goes top 10.
I don't think that's an argument there.
Are we agreed on that? Drogba makes the top 10.
Agreed.
He has to, doesn't he? Yeah. He has to. He's an absolute beauty.
Drogba!
Teddy Sheringham.
Oh, what a footballer.
Teddy Sheringham.
What a footballer. What a footballer.
I think he goes onto the maybe list. I think he's going to... Do you know what, actually?
We can't go crazy.
No, he's not going to go on the maybe list for me.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a special player.
Yes,
he was a goal scorer, assist, and a lovely football player.
Yes, and a lovely human being as well.
But why is he not on the maybe list then?
I just think, if you could see this long list that I've got in front of me, there are more prolific, deadly, horrible strikers that you would have in your team,
and
I promise
maybe
you.
Lovelier.
And yeah, even I mean, lovelier he human was, beings.
Well, what are we basing this on? How lovely they are?
Yeah, no, yeah. Just in terms of how lovely as a player. I mean, he was silk, weren't he, Teddy?
He was
silk,
he was
beautiful
footballer. He was a bit like Letizier in that
he
style.
Was,
of it,
yes.
He would glide with the ball, effortless, just looked like it was so natural. Everything just came so naturally to him. But
We've got to be brutal then. You both said no, not on the maybe list, so he's gone.
He's not in the maybe, but he's a notable mention. Do you know why? Because he's just lovely.
That's one that hurts you, though.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Like, that's the painful one to not...
This is why I would rather have Cantona in, though, because Cantona would remind me a little bit of Teddy Sheringham. He would, just of that. Do you know what I mean? They had something special about him, but Cantona was a demon, an absolute demon. Yeah. Robin van Persie, lads, this is a tough one. This is a very tough one. Robin van Persie, 144 goals in 280 Premier League appearances and 53 assists. 144 RVP. I think that puts him about 10th or 11th in the all-time list as well. I think it puts in 10th or 11th.
This is good. I'm really...
We did a podcast.
I'm saying no.
We did a podcast with Rio Ferdinand. Mm. And he said, we asked him a question of which one player that you played alongside at Manchester United was criminally underrated.
No, we didn't. We asked him, because that team was full of greats, wasn't it, Ben? We asked him is there any player that came in and elevated that level?
That's exactly the question. Right. That was the question. And his answer Robin van Persie. He said, when he came through the door, he said the level in training just instantly went up because everybody saw the most natural finisher. He was just everything. Touch in the air, wanted it physical. He said he was just unbelievable.
He said that Ferguson said about like egos and stuff, he said, he will win us the league.
Yep.
You get the ball to Robin van Persie. If you do not get the ball to Robin van Persie, you will not play.
Simple.
Wow. That
simple. Imagine that.
Wow, wow.
When you're talking about a team of Champions League winners, you're talking to a team of Champions League winners, Premier League winners, and you say, get that ball to him, this new signing, because he can score. So give it to
That's
him.
Some praise, that, isn't it?
That is some praise.
Jesus.
What are we saying with the top 10 list, though?
I would put him on the maybes.
I agree. He's got to go at these maybes, RVP to the maybe. That is painful to... He's not in the top 10 list, which is outrageous.
I've got a notable one, which I think we'll move quite quickly on from, but 92 goals, a European Golden Boot winner, Kevin Phillips. Notable mention.
Definitely a notable
but
mention.
But not quite.
One of the few Englishmen to win the Premier League Golden Boot. I'm with you, mate.
What a finisher.
A little fox in the box.
Yeah. Niall Quinn up front.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I played with Kev Phillips at Birmingham, and obviously Birmingham was towards the end of his career. His sort of legs had gone a little bit, but in training, you could just see it, mate. Finisher. Natural finisher. Putting him in corners. One-on-one, he would just put fine corner. And it was just like, yeah, you can see that, mate. Well done. He's not making the top 10 maybes. You can't put him in there.
Would he practice and practice? Just the same repetitive.
Teams like Birmingham would sign players like Kevin Phillips because it would raise the standards in training. Everybody, all the young strikers coming through would get to see what the level is. You might not be able to do it out on the pitch every single Saturday afternoon, but you know you could bring him on for games. You could start the odd game here and there.
Experience is invaluable.
Yeah, the experience that he would bring is invaluable. And the lads would see it and they'd buzz off it as well, mate, honestly.
Peter, I've got one for you.
Yeah.
Gianfranco Zola.
Oh, he's my hero.
59 goals.
He's my hero.
Oh.
He's my hero. I love him. He's my favourite ever Chelsea player.
Really? And I like love, with I love the Harry him. Kane one.
I love him.
When you watched
him. He makes me feel like tingly. Do you know what I mean? I love him.
Tingly and you winky.
Yeah, just tingly all over.
Tingly and you winky. Yeah.
I love...
Would you put him in your top 10 list of all time?
Would I put him in my top 10? Yeah.
Top 10 Premier League.
Yeah, but he's not going to make it, is he?
No, he's not.
Because he... Well, I want him in because I love him. But we've got to be brutal, haven't we?
I think he's a little bit like Cantona in that he came into the league. That's and it was a bit like, oh, we've not seen this kind of guy.
Yeah. Agreed. Totally agree.
He lifted English football.
He did.
Alongside Cantona. He's a legend.
True that, yeah.
He's my favourite ever player. I love him. But if you're looking at goals scored and... Do you know what I mean? It's like a whole package. You've got to get into that top 10.
Yeah, true that.
It's a shame.
Because he's not somebody you knew would plunder goals. He would score wildy goals. Yeah, and everybody, even to this day, says the things he could do with a ball, like his natural ability to just find space or jink past somebody and just stick it in the corner, was phenomenal.
Mark Noble said, didn't he? Him and Declan Rice were like, when he was...
you're talking about James Collins.
Yeah. They was trying to get him out of retirement. Saying he was the best player. Yeah.
Gianfranco, please, mate, just come in. Like, he was the manager at the time. Gianfranco, just come
I used
out
to get there early at Stamford Bridge to watch him warm up.
Wow.
Did you watch the manager?
When he was playing.
Oh, yeah.
He used to get them come out and he used to kick the ball as hard as he could, straight up in the air, like that, and he would just...
Touch. Stop.
Keep it up. And I'm like, and he keep doing it, just get his touch in.
He can't, so listen, I love him to bits. I totally agree with
you. But you two are not going to have him in the top 10.
I can't put him in. I can't put him in. We've got to be brutal. We need to get this top 10 list popping, lads. We do. I'm giving us somebody here that's a guarantee. Has to be a guarantee. Who I think is a guarantee anyway. Wayne Rooney. Wayne Rooney.
Yep.
Yeah. Into the top 10 list of all-time Premier League strikers. I'm writing his name down here. Just looking at his stats here. Wayne Rooney, second on the all-time list, by the way. 208 Premier League goals, 103 assists, 491 appearances.
And I know we weren't talking about like longevity in England, but England legend, yes.
Yeah.
Second all-time Prem goal scorer, yes. But as a forward, third all-time ever in assists.
That's really...
And he did it for year after year.
And he was an animal.
Dragging a team.
Bold Rooney was... animal. He was unplayable, wasn't he? He was unplayable. Angry Rooney.
Ballard says a really good thing about Wayne Rooney. He says he's one of the only footballers you could hear coming. which you couldn't see.
Ball.
Yeah, this is what he said. He's like a raging bull. He's like, you just hear boom, 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 boom. You're like, oh my God, he's coming.
He's going to clean me out here.
Yeah.
That volley? Was it Newcastle?
Yeah.
And he's arguing with the ref.
Yeah.
And he's run up the bit. The ball's dropped to him. And he takes his anger out.
Yeah.
On the ball.
Yeah. Munts it.
Yeah.
Shea given in goal. Yeah. Just token dive. Munts it so hard. Mitre such pelter. Anger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have that. What a player.
That's
mate.
The one. The Hull one as well. There's a video of him when he's playing against Hull. And the ball gets given as a drop ball. And it's him and I don't know whoever it was. But you can just see his face. Is red and he is raging. His eyes have gone, his head has gone, and you just know he's going to two-foot somebody.
Yeah.
And he goes to kick it, misses it, and ends up this next tackle, he just cleans somebody out, two-foot, red card, see you later. Mate, Alex Ferguson, honestly, whenever we played against Liverpool, right, he would make sure that Wayne Rooney was either on the bench or he would be going, listen, calm down today. Do not get a red card today, all right? Do not get a red card today. And he would say it at the end of every team talk, he would go, do not get an early booking. Do you keep your head? You just keep your head. And he's just sitting there like in a world of yep, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yellow card straight away, guaranteed as well. Angriest man. Rooney's in the top 10, absolute given. Somebody else who I think is probably a dead sir. Well, for me anyway, Sergio Aguero.
Yep.
Sergio Aguero. So Sergio Aguero, 184 games, 275 appearances, 47 assists. He is currently, fifth on the all-time list of Premier League scorers?
Yeah, for me... Again, scored in big games.
Big games, mate. Big goals at big moments. Scored the winning goal for the Man City to win the Premier League.
Most legendary moment in Premier League history.
Most legendary moment in Premier League history. He got to go in the all-time top 10 list.
Agreed.
Yeah? Agreed.
Apparently a lovely, lovely human as well.
I think he scored about 20 goals past me.
Really?
Oh, he scored so many goals past me.
Season.
Yeah. He scored so many goals past me. Honestly, it was a joke.
Did you ever say anything to him about it?
No, like, I just got a little
Do you want me to sign your match ball?
Not bad to you, mate.
Proud of you, mate.
I reckon you got a chance.
Well done.
Let me throw one so we'll move on, because obviously we're going to do the order. I think another one where it's a notable mention, or two notable mentions, Dwight York, Jimmy Floyd Hasselbaink.
Oh, yes.
Jimmy Floyd both Hasselbaink. Really good nominations.
Yorkie, 123 goals in 375, and Hasselbaink, 127 goals in 288. So, good goals.
Talking about smashing football, cool. Jimmy Floyd Hasselbaink. Do you remember that goal against United?
Wow, yeah.
He straight could, in the top pinsels.
Munter ball.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm with you, lads.
Yeah.
I'm with you. All day. I don't think either of them make it into the...
Agreed.
Either the top 10 or the top 10 maybes.
I don't think so. If you've got Michael Owen, Cantona, and Robin van Persie in the maybe list, I'm sorry, those two aren't...
They're proper ballers. They're proper players. And they're Jimmy Floyd, actually, to be fair, when Dwight York and Andy Cole, when they had that partnership popping...
Frightening.
Well, okay, then which one would you take out of those two?
Andy Cole.
All right, then. So, Andy Cole, for me, has to go on the maybe list.
Yeah.
Andy Cole has to go on a maybe
what
list.
What a finisher.
187 in 414. Yeah, I have to put him on the maybe finisher. List because he was another one who... Just natural finisher.
Yeah.
Natural finisher. You could tell, like, he wasn't necessarily... He was a lovely footballer, but he was a bit rough around the edges, wasn't he? A rough diamond almost. Yeah. But finding the back of the net, he was just relentless, ruthless. Like, boom.
All kinds of goals as well.
He would just find a way to move his body, position his body to get in that right place at that right time.
Great
and
goal.
Poach it and put it in the back of the net. I'm going to put Andy Cole in the top 10 maybe list, lads. Yep. Yeah. With you there. Okay, here's one for you. Dennis Bergkamp, 87 goals in 315, 94 assists.
Oh, God. If Zola's not in it, he's not in it. I'm sorry.
Ooh. Do you think Zola was better than Bergkamp?
Yes, I do.
Oh,
yes, I do.
Gosh.
You two don't?
Nah. I don't.
Oh,
no, I don't.
Out.
Oh, I think Bergkamp has to go. I'm almost
top 10.
I'm very close to saying he's in the top 10 list.
And
I am. I'm very close.
What, and Zola's not even on. And Zola's not even on the. Lads, come on, lads. We get on all three. Well, let's not fall out.
We're doing this now.
Yeah. See, this is why I didn't want to play this game.
Like Dennis Bergkamp.
Gianfranco Zola.
What you want?
I think, don't get me wrong, Zola, yeah, mate, wow. I think Bergkamp might be one of the most gifted footballers probably ever to have lived.
Oh, that goal against Newcastle.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Zola's goal against Wimbledon in the FA Cup?
He's won against Leicester and then he's flicked it round and then back over and...
Yeah, what about Gianfranco's against Norwich in the FA Cup?
We've got an awkward silence. We've got a stand-off. We were doing so well.
I was like, that's not as bad as
well,
I thought.
Majority rules.
Majority does rule.
You're putting Bergkamp in the top 10 and Zola's not even in the...
He's definitely in the maybe.
Maybes.
Maybe.
Do what you want, lads.
Yeah, I'm not playing anymore.
Oh, Bergkamp, you're in the maybe list. Wow. I love Dennis Bergkamp. I do.
I presume an honourable mention, Mark Viduka, 92 in 214.
Great guy, great player. But we're arguing about Bergkamp and Zola.
Okay.
Skip past Mark. No, great footballer, great hold-up play, legend of the Premier League. But, I mean, we are getting down to the nitty-gritty now.
Yep.
If Gianfranco Zola's not even made the maybe list, Mark Viduka's getting nowhere near that maybe list.
Simple as that.
Yeah,
right,
I'm sorry. I've got to be brutal
here. I'm going for a guaranteed top 10 lister here, lad. Guaranteed. Thierry Henry, boys. It's got to be Thierry Henry. 175 goals, 74 assists and 258 appearances.
I don't think it's whether he's in the top 10. I think it's whether
he's sixth in the list of all-time Premier League scorers.
He's in the top 10 list.
He's going to be there at the thick end when it comes to it in a little bit when we have to devise that top 10.
That's what I'm not looking forward to.
What a player.
This is the bit. So if you think this is divisive
This is what I'm
saying. Wait till we get to the nitty-gritty at the end, all right? And we have to pick 1, 2, 3, 4.
We're going to have to disable comments on this.
It's going to get saucy, lads. It's going to get saucy, all
right? Okay. Right, let me throw one in the mix for you.
Come on.
Robbie Fowler.
Oh.
Yeah.
163 in 379.
One of the most naturally talented goal scorers of any generation. Unbelievable finisher.
For sure.
Yeah. Unbelievable goal scorer.
Yeah, for sure. I'm with you, lads. He is...
left foot, right foot,
he's another
he
one.
Wanted.
He's another one for me where he's quite like RVP. He's on the border. He's on the border of the top 10.
Prime, was he better than Owen? Not for me.
Oh, no, probably not.
Was he better than Shearer?
No.
Not for me.
No. Can we put him in maybes?
Hey, I'm happy for him to go in maybes.
He's got to go in maybes.
Yeah,
he's got to go in maybes.
Okay.
This is a tough one. Right. Why did we do this podcast?
Next Englishman, which I think is an honourable mention, Jermaine Defoe, 162 in 496.
That is a double honourable mention. Genuinely one of, again, another striker who people ask me these questions, the toughest strikers you've come up against. And JD will always be in there because of his... It's the one thing, if you ever go and watch back some of the clips of Jermaine Defoe's goals, right? He catches the goalie out and like pure surprise with his... The way he takes the goal so quickly. So he doesn't need any backlift, right? And he can kick it so hard. Yeah. He can knuckleball it. He finds corners. Mm. That's what he was about, Jermaine Defoe.
He was razor sharp.
Wasn't he?
Like, if the goalkeeper's spilling
half chance,
he is on it.
On it like a chronic. And he will just absolutely wrap that ball into the back of the net. That was JD for you. Does he make the top 10 list?
No.
Does he make the maybe list?
He's got...
Not for me.
I don't think he does, mate. Does Jermaine Defoe come in front of any of these maybes that we've got at the minute? Bergkamp, RVP, Kohler, Cole, Owen, Cantona. I don't think he does. And I love Jermaine Defoe. No. I do. I absolutely buzz.
I've got an English... Let's just do another Englishman here, which, again, it's... He was great, but not for me. Sir Les Ferdinand, 149 in 351.
How high could that man jump?
He could jump high.
Mate. He was a beast, you know. Yeah. Like I was a Tottenham fan, as a kid, and when he signed for Spurs, right, I was so happy. Honestly, I remember being so happy because I thought, wow, you've done it for Newcastle for so many years, right? And then he signed for Spurs, and he was getting on a bit, but mate, he still had it, and he was just an absolute brute up there, weren't he? He was the focal point for Tottenham. He was scoring headers for fun, power out-muscling people, rifling balls in. And he actually, when I was first at Watford, when I was younger, he came and he signed for like the last 6 months of the season or something. Just the nicest man as well. Genuinely one of the nicest men you'll meet. Like when you want somebody to come in and you have these opinions of him, you think, oh, well, I hope you're a nice guy. He came in and he was the nicest man. So helpful.
He's so lovely.
He's proper. Lovely. He was absolutely top. He doesn't make it into the maybe list.
Okay.
No. I'm going to put it out there.
Yeah, I'm with you.
We've got a no-brainer next. Big Al.
Shearer.
Alan Shearer.
Yeah.
I'm writing his name down right this second.
Just Shearer. Relentless.
So we've got six definites.
We have got six definites so far. Harry Kane, Didier Drogba, Wayne Rooney, Alan Shearer, Thierry Henry and Sergio Aguero.
Did you play against Alan Shearer?
I don't think I did play against Alan Shearer. No.
He could womp a ball as well.
Yeah. Oh, my God, he could womp a ball. Do you remember that goal he scored against?
Chelsea.
Was it Leicester? No, Richard Wright was in goal, wasn't it? I'm sure of it.
When it hit the crossbar, I thought that was Chelsea.
No, it wasn't Chelsea.
He scored against everyone, to be fair.
I'm sure it was Richard Wright in goal. I'm sure it might have been Ipswich.
Okay.
I'm sure it might have been Ipswich, where he's got it, rifled it from 35 yards, crossbar down in, boom. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was it. I think it might have been it. Yeah, but Alan Shearer, it goes without saying, 260 goals in 441 appearances. The all-time Premier League leading goal scorer. It's an absolute given that he's going into there.
But then with this is the tough bit.
Does
Alan Shearer score that amount of goals in this period of time?
Maybe not.
I think he's like, do you know what? I think he's like Harry Kane from a neutral point of view, is that he wasn't the sexiest of players and stuff, but he just got it done. He just scored and scored.
It was as hard as nails as well.
Oh, yeah.
You speak to anyone about it and they were like, stamp on you.
Oh, he would. He'd head your head. Yeah. He'd do awesome.
Him and Keno used to have it.
Proper
didn't
hard.
Yeah. The fact that he's...
Alan Shearer's done
the fact
hard.
As well, not only that, Alan Shearer never played for the top team, really, did he? He didn't play for...
At Blackburn, he did.
Yeah, obviously when they won the league, but they still weren't miles ahead like what some of the teams we've had in recent years. Like, he never played for a Man City who will just win the league by a canter.
Well, he won the league.
Or Liverpool. He was doing it in teams like, you know what I mean, Blackburn, Newcastle, Southampton. He was doing it for teams that he would have to work hard to score goals. Yeah, he would have to work hard. So that's the reason why I think he will have to be there at the thick end as well.
Definitely in top 10. 100%.
Yeah, proper. I've got a left field one for you, lads. When we're talking about strikers, this is probably not an out-and-out striker. Mo Salah I'm going to go for, right? Somebody who scores goals. Somebody who relentlessly scores goals. So Mo Salah's got 131 goals in 218 appearances, better than one every two.
He broke the record the other week, didn't he?
He recently broke the record for most Liverpool Premier League goals.
Yeah.
Second
Fowler.
I think if we're talking about, I think we've got to really think about this, lads, because you're talking about a player currently doing it in style. And
the thing is, as well, you look at like the impact they've had on clubs.
Yeah.
What he has done with and for Liverpool
exactly
in the past few years. He's bought the good times back.
He's relentlessly, him, 20 goals Mane, a season, relentlessly,
Firmino,
relentlessly.
Firmino, they've bought the good times back, haven't they? But he's been the absolute linchpin in
maybe
terms of goals, hasn't
maybe
he?
Less.
It has to be.
Mo Salah, maybe less.
Definitely
sure.
Maybe.
Definitely maybe.
It has to be.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, is one
Chelsea,
for you.
Chelsea got rid of him.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah,
but do you know
and
what?
Kevin De Bruyne.
I don't think I would never hold that against Chelsea, because I think at that moment in time, when he was playing for that club, he was not the player he is now. And it's hard to hold players back sometimes, because if they're not playing and they want to move, sometimes the best thing is to go, right, go and do it and find yourself, and then you'll come back a better man for it and a better player for it. And I think that's probably what he did. I know he had little fallings out with the managers at the time and stuff like that. It didn't probably help his cause. But I think, for me, everything happens for a reason. It does.
Well, for me, though, if you're like, you must see that
the ability. Yeah,
so
you,
why
yeah.
not give him a chance?
Yeah, for sure.
But that's
yeah.
all I'm saying. Yeah, but we've sure. done it a few times.
He definitely had a conflict of interest with the manager, though, didn't he, at the time?
Okay, then here we go. If we're staying on Liverpool, this is a good one. Luis Suarez.
Oh, boys.
Wasn't in the league for that long. 119 appearances, 69 goals.
Oh, lads.
What a football player.
He was horrible. Honestly, mate, he was horrible. Him, and I'd even put Diego Costa into this I would put Diego Costa. They're very, very similar players, and they are horrible. Nasty, horrible winners, and I want them in my team all day long. I do. I love them both. Luis Suarez... We were playing against Liverpool when it was Daniel Sturridge Rich up front, Fernando Torres,
Sterling,
and that one season, well, a couple seasons probably, Luis Suarez was like captain every week. He was like Haaland of now, yeah. where he was guaranteed going to be captain. He was just the best finisher, the best strike. Remember the goals he used to score against Norwich every season? Yeah. He would score like a 50-yard goal against Norwich. Yeah. John Ruddy's backtracking nowhere near it. Like, he did it season after season. I think Luis Suarez was another one of these new breed of strikers that maybe dragged the Premier League up a notch again and brought it to a new level.
Let me just throw Fernando Torres in to go in with this conversation.
I think, quickly, Suarez goes into the top 10 maybe.
Yep.
Yeah?
Top 10 maybe, yep.
Maybe? Top 10 maybe Luis Suarez. Boom. I'm happy with that.
I mean, Torres, I saw him after he got injured and came to Chelsea and he was half the player.
Yeah, he weren't the same, was he?
So for me, it's like, it's quite hard because I was like, we literally signed him for all that money. I think it was 50 million at the time.
Yeah.
And his first game was against Liverpool at Stamford Bridge. I remember it. And I was like, this guy is not very fast anymore.
Yeah, he's not. He'd lost his pace, massive.
And his game was built on pace.
Yeah.
Getting around, like, he used to like rip Chelsea apart. He was so quick. As soon as he lost that pace.
A bit
like Michael Owen.
Yeah, exactly. Very similar to that, to be fair. In his pomp, Fernando Torres, when he was at Liverpool, prime Torres.
With Gerrard and Alonso.
Different game.
I remember being on the bench for Man United away at Anfield, right? And Torres ripped us a new one.
Yeah.
He genuinely ripped us a new one. It was like 3-0 or 3-1 or something like that. Poor Vidic was getting dragged all over the shop. Like, he's talking about Nemanja Vidic here, and he was dragging him all over the place, scoring goals like you wouldn't believe.
He used to do that to Vidic.
Yeah.
Like,
he
wasn't a
he
one.
Would bully him.
He used to have a field day.
He got him
Vidic.
A red card one time at Old Trafford, didn't he? In his pomp, Torres, genuinely, I don't think he gets ahead of any of these maybes we've got here right now, though. And I'd still have Suarez ahead of him as well.
I'd like to know what Liverpool fans think over prime Torres, prime Suarez.
That's a very good question. Anybody in the comments, please.
We're going to put this out as a
prime Suarez or prime Torres, Liverpool fans. Let us know,
please. I think Liverpool fans were annoyed Torres went to Chelsea.
Yeah.
But like, if you've got to base it on their best season or their best
moment in time,
yeah.
What would you say? Out of the two, prime
Torres.
Torres?
Yeah.
What would you say?
Suarez.
I'd go prime Suarez, yeah.
I'd go prime Suarez, yeah.
I would, yeah.
Prime Suarez is close to my top 10 list, lads. I won't lie to you. I'm just going to put it out there.
Yeah.
Nicolas Anelka, this guy here.
Loved him at Chelsea.
I think the problem with Nicolas Anelka is, right, there's too many people have a dim view of him because he had Le Sulk, didn't he? Was it Le Sulk?
That's right.
Yeah. He had the nickname of Le Sulk, and he did come across a bit like that. He came and joined West Brom, and do you know what? He was a lovely man. He was a really nice bloke. He just liked to keep himself to himself. He didn't really integrate much. He liked to just keep his own company. And that was what he was. But as a footballer, in his heyday, as a 20-year-old kid coming into the Premier League.
Unbelievable.
Whoa.
Well, Ian Wright said, He said the moment Anelka came through, he said he knew that his Arsenal career was finished.
Yeah, yeah. I can't do that. That's what Wright said. He said, I watched him and I thought, I can't do that.
So I don't think he was managed particularly well, though.
No.
Some of his decisions to go to certain places. And
it was a lot of money involved. Yeah. He would just keep getting £30 million move, £50 million move, £40 million.
He must be a very rich man.
For somebody, he's got bundles of money.
Are we saying close but no cigar on Anelka?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, okay.
You mentioned one there. Hold on. You mentioned one there. Ian Wright.
Oh, well, God, I want to put him in. I want to put him in.
You have to put him in, don't you?
In the top 10? Right, Ian Wright stats.
Ian Wright. I just want to put him in because he's the nicest man I know.
Ian Wright, 113 goals, 113 goals in 213 Premier League
appearances. That's incredible. That's incredible.
It's very good. It's better than one every two. But I don't know, lads. I don't know. I'm putting him in the maybes. Yeah, I've got to put him in the maybes.
I mean, that maybe list is absolutely redonkulous.
It's a joke. We've got six guaranteed in the top 10 so far. How are you going to pick out of this maybe list is beyond me.
Okay, so Wrighty's in maybe, yeah?
Yeah.
The reason why Wrighty's in maybe is because...
Because he's unbelievable?
He's unbelievable. And because... And the reason why he's not in the top 10 is because it's... like we said at the beginning, that we probably think footballers maybe evolved to a higher standard over the last 10, 15 years. We agreed?
Yep.
20 years, maybe.
Yep.
And Wrighty was coming to the end of his Premier League career when he was about 20 years ago, basically.
Yeah.
So if we're saying the game has evolved quite a bit in the last 20 years, Wrighty was just on the change of that.
He could score so many different types of goals, because obviously in his younger days he was so quick.
He was a winner,
and he'd find corners.
Yeah.
But he was like a culture player as well.
He was a thinking man striker.
Some of the chips that he scored, like against Swindon, and there was another one at the back post. He was a beautiful player,
wouldn't he?
And he had that little bit in him as well, didn't he?
You've got to have that.
Jamie Vardy.
Yeah. Wow. wow. Just like, honestly, this sounds brutal because I love Jamie Vardy. I do. I absolutely adore the man.
He won a Premier League, man. He didn't win it solely because that Leicester team was the definition of a team.
Yeah, there was a definition of a fully functioning starting 11 team. We know what we're doing and we will just do it better than you.
Yeah.
But when you look at that top 10 list, he's not getting in there.
No, I'm sorry.
And when you look at the top 10 maybe list, does he get above Owen, Cantona, Cole, Fowler, Suarez? He doesn't.
I'm sorry,
he doesn't. And I've got two beady eyes looking at me right now because Seb is a big Leicester fan, right?
Do you honestly think he goes in top 10, though?
And all morning he's been saying Vardy has to be in that top 10.
He was saying top three, lads, top three.
Top six. You genuinely think so?
Premier League strikers ever.
Right.
Do you think he's better than Cantona?
No. Cole? He's...
Yeah. Fowler? Yeah. Suarez? Wow!
They can't hear.
Whoa! Close your hatch.
Go back to work, you. Go back to work. All right.
Sebby's got, just for everyone listening, Sebby's got a little hatch into the studio where he just pokes his head.
When he hears an opinion that he disagrees with and or takes offence to,
and he's been told to close his hatch.
Yeah, get back in your little spot, you would you?
Right. Okay. What a lovely, lovely player. Oh. Robbie Keane.
Oh, what a lovely, lovely
close but
player.
No cigar.
But it is a close but no
but
cigar.
Like, what a lovely player.
Yeah, I'm with you. I totally agree. Just, again, another one of those players who would just put the ball in the back of the net. He knew where to be. His movement was fantastic. Best celebration ever. Oh, what a... Yeah, a little gamble.
What I used to like about Robbie Keane, I think he was one of the masters, a little bit like Ian Wright, of timing their run.
Yeah.
So he'd hold and he'd curve his run, and he was just a master at doing that, just like Wrighty.
It wasn't rapid, was he, either?
Nope.
No, he was just a clever
lad,
footballer.
Somebody who I think might divide opinion massively.
Oh.
Cristiano Ronaldo. One of the best players of all time?
Yes.
But one of the best players of all time. Do you know how many Premier League appearances he made?
A load.
236. 236 Premier League appearances, 103 goals. So his record in the Premier League was near enough 1-2, And then obviously got the move to Real
Madrid.
Yeah,
but look at the last two seasons that he was there. It was like he took a season or two to really fully...
Because he was young. Two, yeah.
He was young. When he got into his stride...
So it's only based on the Premier League?
No, yes it is. But it's also based on... It's also based on
Cristiano Ronaldo in the top 10.
This is what I'm saying. This is why I think
this is... What's the rules here?
This is the bit here that is going to annoy people so much.
We're going to get battered.
Because I'll throw someone else in the mix. Because this will be... Wasn't even a forward, was he? Gareth Bale?
Somebody who scored goals. Gareth Bale, sorry, cannot be ever in a striker list. He can't be in a top 10.
Yeah,
I get what you're
forward.
Saying. No. I completely get what
you're saying.
But what
I'm saying is, if we were to put Salah in...
Salah's...
Kind of a striker.
Yeah, I think... Would it be fair to say we're not classing Bale at the time as a striker?
No.
As a forward?
Let's forget about Bale, because we have to come back to this Cristiano Ronaldo argument, because... This is going to be so divisive in the comments that if we leave him out of this top 10 list, lads,
if we
leave him out of the top 10 list, everybody is going to ridicule this because you're talking about one of the greatest goal scorers ever to have walked the earth, ever.
One of the best footballers ever to walk the earth.
One of the best players ever to have lived, right? And you have to put him in the top 10 list. Yep. Even though he only made a couple hundred appearances only and only scored 100 goals.
Only.
You have to put him in there, lads.
He's in.
It's Cristiano Ronaldo. He's got to go in.
There we go. That's an absolute dog. We've got seven, by the way, lads. We've got seven. We're running out of names on this list, by the way, which is a good thing.
I'm really pleased about that because I'm
struggling. We're going to have to break this maybe list down in a minute, okay?
Sadio Mane.
Oh, wow.
They've missed him big time. They have missed him big time.
They have, and he was... phenomenal.
Wow.
He used to work so hard.
263 Premier League appearances, 111 goals and 38 assists. He was brilliant, wasn't he?
Absolutely brilliant.
He was a full package, you know. He was a full package. Yeah, he was a workhorse. He was a winner. He would score goals. He had ability.
Great player.
He knew what to do. He just knew where to be and he knew what to do.
Well,
and
look what happened since he left.
Exactly, yeah. That front three is just like...
Do you think it is, because obviously that's the obvious assumption to make, that since Mane's gone, they're a different team, but there's a conversation around their midfield.
I mean, all the players have got older and stuff like that.
Yeah, for sure.
But you speak to a lot of Liverpool fans, they say Sane was the one.
He's the one, yeah. Sadio Mane.
Sadio Mane. Yeah, they say he was on.
Sadio Mane, lads. Is he getting in that top 10 list?
No.
Is he getting in the top 10 maybe list ahead of some of these absolute monsters?
No, I can't help you, lads.
I really can't. Romelu Lukaku.
No.
He's not, is he? He's not. Do you know why? Because
I'm a Chelsea fan.
Yeah, because you're a Chelsea fan. That's probably why. I played with Rom, and he is a very good footballer, a very good goal scorer. 121 goals in 278 Premier League appearances. But when you compare him to some of these boys...
No, he's not. I'm sorry. He's not in...
I agree.
In the same league.
I don't think he necessarily always did it in the biggest games.
Yeah.
Like, he's been accused of being a flat track bully at times, hasn't he?
Right, I've got a couple more names for you, lads. And then we're just breaking this top 10 maybe list down, okay? So, Ruud van Nistelrooy. Ruud van Nistelrooy. And then I'll counter that again with an Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. I've got two there for you.
Solskjaer,
not Solskjaer.
Lovely player, great player, great servant, but he's not on that
all-time list. All-time strikers, he probably falls short, but... You have to give him a mention.
Ruud
van Nistelrooy, though, I think we have to give genuine consideration to.
95 in 150 appearances. Boom. So that is serious goals.
Boom. Exactly. This is what I'm talking about.
And in terms of when you're talking about like ruthless strikers and...
Yeah, but then surely you put RVP in there over Van Nistelrooy.
I probably would have to, so if he's going above him there's no point in putting Van Nistelrooy down in there, is there this is brutal, lads.
We have to be ruthless in this.
We are ruthless.
This is what we're paid for, lads, you know. Make the big decisions here.
I think once we've decided this, it's official.
It's written in stone, isn't it?
I think we've exhausted the list, lads. I think we need to break
Do you know
this.
What I'm so pleased you said that, because every time you say a name I feel hurt. I feel like, I don't want to say no.
But we need to... So we've got seven definites, right? So quickly, seven definites. Kane, Aguero, Drogba, Henry, Rooney, Shearer and Ronaldo. We need to pick three more. We need to pick three more out of this horrible maybe list of Michael Owen, Eric Cantona, Robin Van Persie, Andy Cole, Robbie Fowler, Mo Salah, Luis Suarez, Dennis Bergkamp
list?
And Ian Wright.
Well, I've got two. Wow. I've got a couple more we can't not mention. I'm not saying they're on because I don't think they are.
Yeah.
We cannot not mention Carlos Tevez.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Dimitar Berbatov.
Yeah.
and Matthew Letizia.
Yeah, they've got their genuine notable
Letizia. In terms of like goals,
football ingenious.
Jeez, the goals he's scored.
He's still got the second best penalty taking record, I think.
26 out of 27, I think it was.
He's missed one penalty.
Who do you know who saved it?
Mark Crossley.
Yes.
Boom. Knowledge. Ball knowledge. Yeah. There we go.
I'm off your job, Jamie, the quiz master.
Damn right. Mm. Yeah, fair play. Notable mentions. Come on, boys. Let's get down to the nitty gritty then. We've got to break it down. We've got to pick three players from this list now. And this is horrible.
And then we're putting the list in order.
Yeah, and then we've got to quickly put it in order as well. Okay.
That's going to take the most time is putting it in order because we're never going to agree.
I've got my. Oh my god!
I'm going to say this now that although he was fantastic, for me the weak link.
Yeah,
I can't say that. But the one for me, I'd take out Andy Cole straight away, personally. Although he was a goal machine because he couldn't hold down an England place, and I know it's not about England, he always played in very good teams.
Okay, agreed.
Agreed. Gone. I agree with that. Gone. That makes one job easier. Robbie Fowler, I don't think makes a cut, lads.
I agree.
Robbie Fowler, I don't think makes a cut.
I think out of all of those maybe lists, he's the best finisher.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, this is horrible. This is horrible. We're going to have a stand up again.
Fowler or Owen?
I'll be honest with you, lads. I'm not putting them in any of them.
I'm not either.
I won't put any of them.
But there you go. You've both agreed.
Oh, so this is brutal. But is there a real strong counter? I mean, God, there of course there's a strong.
Robbie
counter.
Fowler for me is one of the most. I've said lethal. Lethal natural finishers. You gave Robbie Fowler a chance. He's putting that in the onion bag. Fact.
Silence.
But if you've both been good for a podcast, silence, isn't it? But you've both just said they're not making the top 10. It's a majority vote. I've got no argument.
Yeah, and this is really hard.
I'm getting rid of Michael Owen and Robbie Fowler from the all-time top 10 Premier League.
The one I will again say here that I'm not so sure of is RVP amongst the other company.
you're going Suarez above Robin van Persie.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I would. I would. Just yeah.
It's very close. Right, can I put this out there quickly before I write another one off? Can I put Eric Cantona in the top 10 list, lads, please?
Yes. No. Yes.
Well, majority rules. So.
But no.
I mean, if you two are saying
just
it,
random noises like.
Well, one I want to put in there. I would argue till I'm blue in the face, but majority rules.
Are we putting Cantona?
I'd put Bergkamp in all
day. I'm putting Bergkamp in.
Bergkamp goes in.
And Cantona?
I think you got
Bergkamp goes in and Zola doesn't make the short.
Right, hold on. Bergkamp.
That's a joke. That is a serious joke. Bergkamp, I don't really get angry. But
and Cantona are in, lads. Yeah. We need to pick one. Oh my gosh. We need to pick one.
Bergkamp and Cantona.
Yeah, RVP's out, lads. We agreed. RVP's out. I can't believe that. That's really tight. Super tight. So we need to pick one out of Ian Wright, Luis Suarez, and Mo Salah.
Jeez. Ian Wright, Luis Suarez,
and Mo Salah.
How is Zola not on that list? Seriously, come on, boys.
Oh,
come on, boys.
I've got my standout winner of these three.
So what was it again?
Ian Wright, Luis Suarez, and Mo Salah.
Okay, I've got mine.
Okay.
Should we say it?
No. Let's write them. Let's write them all down. Yeah?
I've got nothing to write on. Oh, yeah.
I'll put mine on a pad of paper. I'll turn the page over and then you write yours, all right?
Okay.
Just because I don't want you to know how many letters.
Ben's covering up the kind of felt tip noise, so.
So what?
Okay. Tubesy, you're up next.
Try and turn the page over.
Can I?
Don't let see. Stop it.
Stop it. Can I look?
Ben, you're really weird.
Go. Right, I'm turning the page over. I'm not looking. I am not looking. You can go. Can I have that pen, please, Tubesy boy?
Yep, no probs.
Oh, this is nervous. We're all writing down our selection out of these final three, you lot. We're writing down our selection. And
can I?
Yeah, go on, go for it. No way! I just saw one of them.
Okay, so Ben says, Suarez. Tubes says Zola. No, he does not.
Oh, Tubesy boy.
Have you honestly written that? Tubes writes Zola.
And yours is?
Suarez.
Right, there we go. Suarez it is.
That's so... Come on, I need to put that down in the list. So we've got our final 10, lads. We have got our final 10.
What Luis a list Suarez. Of strikers.
Luis Suarez
He's done
has
awfully
made
well to get in there.
He has done awfully
right, so
well to get in
ben,
there.
Ben, do you want to run us in no particular order? Do you want to run us through?
Top 10 list. If you're watching it, by the way, you can see my horrible writing and top 10 list. But it is the official definitive Fozcast top 10 list is Harry Kane, Sergio Aguero, Didier Drogba, Thierry Henry, Wayne Rooney, Alan Shearer, Cristiano Ronaldo, Dennis Bergkamp, Eric Cantona, and Luis Suarez. They make it into the top 10. Now we have the even more difficult part of putting them into order. All the best, lads.
I think it's impossible. Should we just call it a day?
All the best, lads.
I'm just... But look at that list. Can you genuinely, if you were to pick a weak link in that list, could
none.
You pick one?
Nah, there's none. There's no weak
link. If there was one that you'd go, maybe, would you pick anyone? To kind of go, I can't. I can't.
Maybe just on goals, maybe just Bergkamp.
See, I was thinking Cantona, but no, I can't because he was just special.
Oh, my gosh.
Are we even going to try and do an order?
Let's go top 10. We have to do an order. We have to do an order. We owe it to the fans. We owe it to ourselves.
I mean,
we've just had to go through that ourselves, so, right? That wasn't a pleasant experience for me. I didn't enjoy that.
No, my heart, the old dodgy ticket was going.
You were stewing away there for a little bit. Yeah. That was miserable, wasn't it?
This is going to get more miserable, though.
Yeah, I know. I felt like I personally offended these players. Yeah. So I don't know them.
I think the 10, 9 and 8 pick themselves.
I think you've got to go top three.
10, 9 and 8?
Yeah, I think 10, 9 and 8 pick themselves.
What's that? Cantona,
Bergkamp and Suarez.
Yeah, I agree.
I think Cantona, Bergkamp and Suarez are 10, 9 and 8 in no particular order.
No
particular order, but we need to find a place for each one of them. They have to be 10, 9 and 8.
Okay,
Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Ahead of everyone else, yeah?
Yes.
I'd go Suarez 10.
Okay, I agree with that.
I'd go Cantona 9 and Bergkamp 8, but...
All right.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. I'm more than happy. I think I would say the same thing.
So Tubes would go Suarez 10, Cantona 9, Zola 8.
Yeah.
Can we just put a bracket on the screen with Zola?
Suarez 10, Bergkamp 9,
Cantona 8.
No,
you would go the other way.
I'd go Cantona 9, Bergkamp 8, but
we're nitpicking,
aren't we?
Yeah, I agree with that.
7.
Oh wow! Hold on. This is going to get sick.
Like 7. I don't think I've ever been feeling weird doing a podcast.
I feel sad.
I'm nervous. Like,
I feel sad.
I think my head's spinning a little bit. We've got Suarez in 10th, Cantona in 9th, Bergkamp in 8th, 7th best player. So let's get rid of them ones.
Someone be brave and say it.
Oh, I don't want to say it.
Ben, be brave.
Okay, I'm going to be brave and say it. Aguero.
Agree.
Okay, everyone.
Look at the people.
Oh, gosh. I don't want to do it no more. Seriously.
Oh, lads, this is brutal. Well, I'm putting...
But you throw another name in there, Ben.
I'm going to put Wayne Rooney.
Jesus Christ, mate. Oh, no, you didn't.
Did you just say Jesus Christ, man?
You looked at me with absolute disgust. Time,
the no, boys, like was... shock. The whole production office just gasped.
And when I said Aguero for 7.
Well, I can't believe you're putting Aguero
for
7.
We're going to get battered.
I can't believe
Rooney
you're
top 3.
Did you have Aguero as 7th then?
Yeah, I did.
And you did.
Yeah, but I don't...
It's majority rules, lads. I can't compete with this. I can't.
6.
Oh my God, we're going with Aguero 7. Yeah. You two need to take a look at yourselves at what you do.
You just said Wayne Rooney.
I'm surprised he hasn't put the, well, I was a foot. You two don't know football.
Having played the game.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Sergio, mate, I'm so sorry. Like, you're better than this. You deserve better.
Okay,
no, maybe. These two have let you down.
Surely you're going to go Aguero. Actually.
I'm throwing it down,
isn't Aguero over Kane?
Nah, Kane's got to be up there, mate. Kane's got to be up there. Kane has got to be up there.
I'm going Drogba 6.
Drogba in 6.
Leave it out.
No, I'm not putting Drogba in sixth. I'm not putting Drogba in sixth.
Leave it out, Tommy boy. You wouldn't put Zola on the bloody maybe.
All right, in sixth, I'm going to say Rooney in sixth.
Yeah. I mean, I'll go with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go with it.
Just because I think pure out-and-out strikers, I think if I had to pick one, I'm picking these players, the other players in there, ahead of Wayne Rooney.
Let's go with that because we need to wrap up soon.
Wayne Rooney is the sixth best all-time Premier League striker.
Five.
Wow.
I'm going to say it. Kane, five.
No, I'm not saying it.
Luke's just kicked off again. I just heard like a noise of discontent.
Oh, wow, this is hard. This gets saucy now. We are going into our top five. This is saucy. Yeah, lads.
It's got to be Kane.
That's fifth.
It's got to be Kane, yeah. Drogba, Ronaldo, Henri, Shearer. This is absolutely...
Oh, lads.
I knew this top ten bit was a bad idea.
I don't know if we can put Kane in fifth.
Well, you can't put anyone else in fifth.
Well, you've majority ruled it anyway, so it is what it is.
Okay.
Wait, are we saying Kane's better than Shearer?
No, we're saying Shearer's better than Kane, is what we're saying.
Yeah, but are you saying Kane's better than Shearer?
Possibly. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying.
In the pod.
I think we're going to have to put someone in five.
I'm putting my pen lid back on for a second. Okay, all right? I just think we all need to take a deep breath, yeah? All really evaluate stuff here a little bit. We've got a top five left. Cristiano Ronaldo, Alan Shearer, Thierry Henry, Didier Drogba and Harry Kane. And we have to pick the fifth.
Well, what are you saying then, Ben? What would you go for? What does your heart tell you, Ben? What does your heart tell you?
I think in Premier League history, for Premier League, I would say Ronaldo, fifth.
We're talking Premier League, aren't we? So I wouldn't disagree with that. I wouldn't disagree
with that.
But
then if we're talking about Premier League, how's he in the top 10?
Because, we were talking about a moment in time, aren't we?
Yeah.
And those couple of years before he left, he was...
Oh, he's the main... It's Cristiano Ronaldo. He's Cristiano Ronaldo that we know.
He was prime.
Yeah.
That was the best player in the world.
Real Madrid got the best 10 years out of Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh, my God.
Well, then surely you've got to have Rooney above Cristiano Ronaldo if it's just based on Premier League.
Possibly. Very possibly.
Very good point. So maybe
he's got to be number 10.
Can we swap them two around?
Ronaldo's got to be 10 if it's just Premier League.
No. Ronaldo goes into sixth and Rooney goes up into fifth, all right?
Yeah, agreed.
You can't have Rooney below Ronaldo.
I totally agree. Yeah. I totally agree. I am sorry. Yeah. I apologise, all right?
And okay. Then you can't have Aguero below Ronaldo either.
I might agree with you.
I agree. So what are we doing? Ronaldo 7.
Ronaldo back to 8.
Okay, I'm with you, all right? Ronaldo in 7th.
Aguero 6.
I agree.
Rooney 5.
Yeah, boom.
Who's 4?
Oh, we're cooking.
Who's 4?
We be burning, not concerning.
Force Kane.
Aguero, and then Rooney in fifth.
Kane or Drogba?
Hold on, let me give you a quick countdown then, lads. So this is what we've got in the minute, all right? Top 10 strikers. 10th position, Luis Suarez. 9th position, Eric Cantona. 8th, Dennis Bergkamp. 7th, Cristiano Ronaldo. 6th, Sergio Aguero. 5th, Wayne Rooney.
I'm really happy with that.
Top 4. We're into the top 4. And we have got the most difficult part of the whole thing
now.
Because we've got Harry Kane, we've got Didier Drogba, we've got Thierry Henry, and we've got Shearer.
Kane.
Yeah, I'm with you. Harry Kane, 4th.
Okay, 3.
I think that was concise, wasn't it? Harry
3.
Kane, boom, we've got 3 beasts left, lad. Didier Drogba, Thierry Henry, and Alan Shearer.
I'm going 3, Didier Drogba.
I disagree.
I'm going 3, Alan Shearer.
Shearer's 3rd.
Alan Shearer's 3.
Oh my God. We know the top two. Guaranteed we know the top two. Everybody will be on the same page here, this top two. So Alan Shearer's in 3rd.
Watching.
We're left with.
Watching.
They would definitely not be on the same page.
Definitely not on the same page.
We are. I think me and you.
Us three are going to get battered.
100% we will. Top two, Didier Drogba and Thierry Henry. And I think it writes itself, lads.
Yeah. Yeah, well, in my mind, it really
Didier
does.
Didier Drogba number 2?
Yeah.
Didier Drogba number 2. This is bonkers, lads. This is bonkers. But I stand by it and I'll wear it, lads. I will. I promise you, I'll wear it.
I just don't like looking at that piece of paper. No, it makes me feel a bit ill.
And
so Drogba 2. The point is, this goes to prove he didn't score the most goals. He didn't play in here for the longest amount of time. But what he did, how he played, the big moments, And in his prime, he was just a phenomenon.
Yeah, he was a phenomenon. That's a very good word. He was a freak of nature. He was an absolute beast. He came in, he saw, he bashed it, he boshed it.
He could really play. Thank you very much. He could really play.
Didier Drogba, second on our all-time list of Premier League strikers, lads. We are going to get pelters. But you know what? I don't care.
Right, talk to me about your mate. So you did an Amazon shoot with Thierry recently, didn't you?
Yeah, Thierry.
Were you a little bit nervous?
I was super nervous, double nervous. So the
lovely man.
So the guy who's taking top spot in this Premier League all-time greatest strikers has to be Thierry Henry, right? So, I did an Amazon little mini sort of interview with him, and I was absolutely shitting myself, Jubes. Honestly, really? I'm not a very I don't get nervous on much things, not whatsoever.
What about Tyson Fury when you met him?
No, not so nervous.
Why Henry then?
Because I think I know he is one of the greatest Premier League players of all time, and there's something in my head, my psyche, that just said, this is Thierry Henry, Ben. This is Thierry Henry. This guy, how nice was he? He was like, floated into the room, yeah? He smells good, he looks good, he speaks like... He opens his mouth, genuinely. You listen to every word he says.
He was top.
He was so top. As a player, just again, this player nowadays would be worth... Oh, wow, you wouldn't be able to buy him.
What's the biggest transfer fee in the world? And add something on that.
And add something on that. Thierry Henry, I think, is deservedly number one. And anybody in the comments, if you disagree with this...
Which there'd be plenty.
Which I'm sure there will be plenty. Then I understand where you're coming from. You might have a point, but this is the beauty of football, isn't it? This is the beauty of having an opinion on absolutely everything. That's a heavy list, yeah? And that could go absolutely... That could be... I think there's probably five or six positions in there that people will rearrange and could rearrange. And even if we did it again, we could probably rearrange it again, lads. But I think that is a solid list, isn't it?
And if people like it... We're going to do midfielders.
Yeah.
And we're going to do defenders. Oh, yeah. And we're going to do goalies.
There you go.
See, I think that's a great idea. And that podcast I absolutely love doing, but hated at the same time.
Yeah, me too.
Made me anxious.
I've got a feeling in my stomach.
I feel a bit like I'm going to go home now in the car and have a little cry.
What have I done? Yeah. What have I done? And where was Zola? How did Zola not make it in there?
Honestly, he didn't, but he still made it on the list.
Gianfranco! And he was, do you know what I didn't realise until the other day? Zola was the manager of that Watford game when Troy scored that last minute.
I watched
that goal probably four times a week.
Oh, yeah, mate. Yeah. That commentary, that's John Marks on commentary, by the way. John Marks.
Is it?
Yeah, that's John Marks on commentary. And that is one of the most famous, apart from Martin Tyler's, that is up there with one of the most famous commentaries you'll hear, isn't it? It's incredible.
Unbelievable.
Shout out John Marks, by the way. Good lad in, by the way. That's it, lads.
Wow. Loved that and hated it. It's equal measures.
I totally agree. Get in the comments down below, please. But be nice, yeah. Please be nice.
Did you enjoy it?
Did you enjoy it? I think you can maybe understand where we're coming from on some of these. You'll definitely have your own opinions, but be respectful with it a little bit at least, because we're talking about everybody we've mentioned here is mentioned for a reason.
And there's players that didn't even get a notable mention, like the could arguably be somewhere in the sphere.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Like
exactly.
Berbatov didn't get a mention.
Yeah. Haaland hasn't got a mention. And should he get a mention? Why hasn't Haaland got a mention?
Isn't Haaland shouldn't he be one?
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying about.
I tell you who's buzzing out of all of this. Suarez.
Do you think so?
To get into that.
Do you think
top,
he's a rogue
Do
one
Do you think that's a rogue
10?
One?
I think he's very happy. Because he was only here a few years.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but Torres.
Right, that's the podcast, you lovely lot. As always, thank you for watching. Torres. Look at them, they're still arguing. They're still arguing
now.
We're
debating.
We're going. Chatting. Love you all.
Up the podcast.
If you don't put Zola in next time,
Gianfranco!
Thanks everybody for watching. We hope you enjoyed this clip of the Fozcast. If you would like to watch the full episode, it is now available exclusively on Spotify for free.